We're seeing so much more drilling for natural gas in Ohio and really all over the Midwest, from North Dakota to here and beyond. And this, you know, so we're, this is helping us wean ourselves from Middle Eastern energy. But so why should we make the steel tubes, the oil country tubular steel? Why should we import it from South Korea instead of making it in Trumbull County, in Mahoning County, in Cuyahoga County, in Lorain County? We know how to make steel better than any place in the world. And as long as there's a level playing field, this work will happen here. This work will happen in Cleveland and Youngstown.
What would make us a level playing field?
Well, when Korea's entire production is exported, Korea doesn't have an oil country tubular good domestic market, so everything they make is exported, and most of it's exported to the United States, and they're underpricing it. They're basically subsidizing it, and it's not a level playing field. So these workers who are more productive than Korean workers, we can prove that, simply can't compete on price because the Korean government's subsidizing the steel production.
Lorain has a history of steel, and U.S. Steel just spent millions and millions of dollars, you know, in their plant. What's going to happen if this doesn't work?
Yeah, I've been in this plant and seen the beginnings of this investment. We've seen that kind of investment in Cleveland at ArcelorMittal. We're seeing it in Wheatland Tube and in B&M Star Steel and Warren and Youngstown. And, you know, they put these investments in. We just ask the government to level the playing field so these workers can compete for this investment and these productive workers. And we lose jobs if China or Korea dumps our steel. We won a trade case against China a few months ago proving that they had dumped their steel, they had subsidized their steel illegally, and we should win this case with Korea too because we believe they're doing the same thing.
When you go back to Washington, what are you going to do?
Well, I've been working with colleagues in both parties, working directly with the Department of Commerce. I've talked to the U.S. Trade Rep about this. I've talked to the Department of Commerce directly. We're talking to the White House. We're making sure that when they look at these facts and figures, that they really do look at the true costs in Korea and see that their government's subsidizing steel, something we don't do. And you can't have a level playing field if another country is subsidizing their steel the way China did, and we stopped that, the way Korea's doing it now.
Is the canary in the cage? Are we on the last breath?
Well, the canary's not on the last breath, but the fact is that you know, we've seen a labor move in this country that's really stepped up and been more productive than ever before. That's why we have a middle class in this country, because of the labor movement. We've seen it here with the thousands of people that live in this community that have worked in this mill or are working in this mill. It's a middle class wage that keeps this town alive.
I'm done.
How much does this remind you of NAFTA?
Well, it's, you know, we've seen when the president enforces trade rules, it saves jobs. We've seen it in Cleveland. We've seen it here in Lorain. We've seen it in Findlay with tires. And bad trade agreements like NAFTA or PNTR with China, coupled with weak enforcement, is disastrous for our companies and disastrous for our jobs.